This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
All right, we waited long enough.
We have. We're not alone, are we?
Our special guest is joining us now, and it is the acting leader of the opposition, Tanya Plibersek.
Hello, hello.
Welcome. Hello, Michael. Hello, Dean. Good to be with you.
Lovely to have you.
Well, yeah, obviously we're excited because you are one of the hardest working women in politics at the moment. I wish you weren't working as hard as you are, what with what's going on with the survey. And it's one of the reasons that we wanted you to come in today, obviously, to talk about that. We also would love if anybody wants to SMS in any questions or anything that they've got.
As long as they're not too hard.
Or too nasty, or they can be lovely.
Yes, they can be very lovely.
Obviously. Get those in on 0427 Joy 949. But welcome. And what I mean, I guess I want to open up to you. What would you like to talk about regarding this survey?
Well, the first thing to say about the survey is it's a completely unnecessary waste of $122 million, which is causing an awful lot of distress. I knew that it would be distressing. I think I underestimated just how distressing it would be.
Yes,
and I think a lot of people have. That's right. But we didn't choose this process. Now it's important to win. So even if you think the survey is a terrible idea, it is 100% vital to get your survey out of the letterbox, make sure you fill it in and send it back, and make sure your friends do, your neighbours. One of the things that I've actually found really sad about this is the fact that we've pushed this decision into people's families. Yeah. A decision that should be made in our Parliament House is instead being debated around the dinner table. And I've had a lot of friends who, they're adults, they're out, they've been out a long time, they're in settled relationships, and they've gone home and said, Mum, Dad, how you're voting, or sister, brother, how you're voting, and been so hurt to find their family members say, oh, I'm not really sure, or I'm voting no. And I just think that is probably the most heartbreaking element of this whole survey for me, is that it's pushed a degree of conflict and sadness into people's close personal relationships that just doesn't have to be there. This is a decision the Parliament will have to make at the end of the day anyway. We're all going to be voting on it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what happens in the survey, yes, no, whatever. We'll still be voting in the Parliament eventually, if not immediately after the survey, then next year or next term when we've got a Labor government. If Malcolm Turnbull refuses to allow the vote to go ahead, then we've said we'll do it. But it will be the Parliament. Why are we making people go through this with their close friends and relatives?
I think you're right. I mean, we've been around and out for a long, long while, and it's affected a lot of us, even though, as I say, the ones that have been out and hardened to life, as if you know what I mean.
I actually know exactly what you mean. I've got a friend who's been with his partner since uni, around about the same age as me, so close to 30 years, mm-hmm. completely comfortable, you would never think that this person is vulnerable to what other people think of him and his relationship. He said when his mum said to him she wasn't sure how she was going to vote because the people at church are saying she should vote no, and it was heartbreaking for him. Those conversations are heartbreaking conversations, and they're completely unnecessary.
Absolutely. Yeah. I guess we've been worried about, how the Yes campaign is going about things. I'm a lot more worried about the way the No campaign has been conducting themselves. And, people like Lyle Shelton, people like Tony Abbott, they are the main voices for the No campaign, and they are... to me, at times, it's ridiculous what's come, especially Lyle Shelton. I mean,
Let's be really clear about this. People who support marriage equality didn't want this postal survey.
No.
And the people who don't want marriage equality have demanded this postal survey, and then they criticise the Yes campaign for campaigning in the way that you would in any other campaign. I've been involved in a lot of federal election campaigns, and things like SMSing people to urge them to vote, that is absolutely standard practice.
Why was it such a an outcry then?
There hasn't been such an outcry. This is another beat up from the No campaign wanting to crush the effectiveness of the Yes campaign. Are a few people irritated when there's political campaigning around them? Yeah, they are. I don't like watching TV ads at night either when I'm watching my favourite program and, you know, Hercule Poirot's about to find out, announce who murdered someone.
Although that is a good show.
And the ad comes up and you think, bugger that, I don't really want to be interrupted by an ad. I understand people don't want to be advertised to. But when the No people bring on a campaign, they cannot blame the Yes people for then
for being
actually
good
campaigning,
at it.
Being good at it, for running an effective campaign. And I think, look, it is, I have been concerned about some of the lack of balance in the reporting, but none of that matters as much as just holding in your sights the focus. It's 40 more days of turning out the vote, making sure every vote gets back.
40 more days, it seems like such a huge amount of time. And we're in week three of this.
There's still,
if I know maths, and I'm not sure I do, but I think 6 more weeks to go. And we're already feeling this. But now's the time for us to be reminding, you know, there are plenty of people who haven't put their ballots in.
Yes.
And now it's really about getting that conversation out, isn't it?
And I think a lot of people... So a lot of the young people I've spoken to, I've been doing a lot of street stalls, and, you know, I've just come actually from one of the Headspace centres here in Melbourne, which has a group that supports LGBTIQ young people. And the young people are saying to me, look, I'm just so sick of being the one that has to stand up, defend, justify my life.
Yeah,
and
at that age,
particularly, and I met a fantastic young man, Bathurst, on Saturday night, who's said it's just really hard. No one in my family supports me. So it's exhausting for people.
Yeah.
And I'm not surprised that some days you just would want to pull the doona over your head and not go out and campaign and not engage and not feel that you have to justify yourself to people. But it is more important than ever just to actually stick with it. And can I say this? It's more important than ever for allies to go out and carry some of this burden. For people that actually, you know, it's not going to make any... I got married, I don't know, almost 20 years ago, and I've got 3 children. It's, you know, no immediate effect for me. I feel I should carry more of the burden because it's not as personal for me. It's not as hurtful to have my relationship, my choices discussed in the way that this is leading to.
It is no longer an LGBTI issue. It is a human rights issue. It is a quality issue.
Absolutely.
And you're exactly right. And I think there are voices. There are many voices now. There are many companies, many businesses that are getting on board and making their voices known, their company brand names known. Listen, we've got to go to some music and we'll come back because there's a lot more we want to ask you. We're with Tanya Plibersek on Joy. Oh, lovely. It is Michael and Dean Mad Wednesday. Our very special guest is acting leader of the opposition, Tanya Plibersek. You all right?
Yeah, all good.
Yes, all good. we got some bits and pieces about you. You enjoy bushwalking, is that right?
I do. I don't get to do enough of it.
Jane Austen, do you ever do the two together?
I haven't managed to read and bushwalk at the same time, but I actually, a weekend of bushwalking and reading Jane Austen by the fire in the evening would probably
That's
be
an
my
ideal
perfect
one.
Weekend.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
When will you get to do that in a year?
Oh, maybe when I retire.
I mean, you get holidays, though. What do you do on your holidays?
Well, the next holiday, we're going to go to Lord Howe Island, which has a lot of bushwalking and a lot of time to read because there's no mobile reception and hardly any internet.
Sounds awful.
Oh, it's so
you wouldn't survive. You wouldn't be able to handle it.
Take a selfie.
I love it. And then last holidays we went to the Galapagos Islands, and that was probably the best ever holiday. That was just awesome.
Are you angry at wombats now, or have you forgiven the wombat community for being weed on?
Look, I came to terms with being peed on very quickly.
You had no choice, did you?
No, and he only got it on my hands. Like, he managed to avoid my clothes and my shoes. So I was actually completely grateful that it wasn't messier than it was. And as I said at the time, like, you can't have three children and not have been peed on at some stage.
But they don't do that now, though. They're old enough to stop that now.
No, they haven't done it in some time. But thank you so much for asking.
Now, we've gotten some messages in. We've got a message from Andrew in St Kilda. He says, thank you, Tanya, for being such a great advocate for the LGBTIQ community. Your prowess as a Speaker in Parliament is powerful. We also got a message from David from Maribyrnong saying he's glad to hear you're on Joy. He's just flown in from 4 weeks holiday overseas. He's only had two people in his family say they'll be voting yes, when the others have said they're still trying to make a decision, and one outright said no because of the children. Anyway, he's just picked up some leaflets from Trades Hall and he's hitting the streets now campaigning for his rights.
Good for you.
And he's letting listeners know if they want to make a difference, they can get out there and get active. And he's doing a shout out to everyone who he'll see at the Equal Love Rally this Sunday in Melbourne. And there's another message from Connor who said, thanks for this important discussion today. He's finding this campaign incredibly difficult. My immediate family are in support, but it certainly brings back the fear, anxiety, the averted eyes of being judged. And he thanks you, Tanya, for the incredible work you do. You're an inspiring woman, and we will make this fight for equality.
Isn't that brilliant?
Lovely.
If there's enough out there, then we'll get signed posters for those ones that have messaged in, I think. Now, I wanted to ask, for me, it baffles me why our current government didn't put this as a vote, why they've made it a survey. I mean, I know all the rigmarole in between, but in your words.
Yeah. So the reason that Ireland, for example, had a referendum is because marriage is described in the constitution in Ireland. It's not in the Australian constitution. So all you need to change the law in Australia is a vote of the federal parliament. And that's what John Howard did in 2004, when just in an afternoon, he redefined marriage to specify that it was between a man and a woman. That's what we could do now. We could redefine it back in an afternoon if we had a free vote of the parliament. The reason the government would have been happy for a more formal process because the No campaign are counting on this to delay or stop marriage equality. So we know that the majority of parliamentarians support marriage equality. We know that the majority of the Australian people support marriage equality.
Yep.
But once you start bringing all these extra things in, like think of the children and what does it do to freedom of speech and blah, 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 which I've got to say, Tony Abbott and the No campaigners are very good at bringing in all these unrelated issues and frightening people. Like, don't forget, we had a vote in Australia about whether we wanted to be a republic, massive public support for Australia to be a republic, and it was lost because people like Tony Abbott clouded the argument and they brought in all these other, you know, fears. And so we ended up, if they wanted a binding plebiscite that went out to everyone, they would have had to put that through the parliament, couldn't get it through the parliament, so they've just gone with this half-assed thing that'll still cost $122 million. But, you know, it could come back yes, it can come back no. It doesn't actually affect what the parliament does. You still have to have the debate and the vote in the federal parliament. So
that's got to sting a bit when one of your daughters comes out for the yes campaign, hasn't it?
Look, I think it's actually fantastic that this has not been a party political campaign. We've had Labor, Conservatives, Greens, Independents all working together on yes, and then we've had a smaller group of people working on the no campaign.
But my God, they're mouthy and good at it, aren't they?
Yeah.
That negative no campaign.
Well, I think they're getting more publicity than their view represents as a share of the Australian community, that's for sure. But having people like Frances Abbott come out in support of yes, I think it's terrific.
Yes.
Good on her. It's a wonderful thing to do. She's been specific in her video that she's doing it to support her aunt. But
who's a lovely, again, lovely woman.
Again, it brings you into this, why are we creating this environment where families are being divided?
That's right.
Instead of the parliament doing its job.
Yeah.
Well, it's already been done. The damage now has been done. All we can do is try to be positive about it with interviews like this. Obviously, this has been, you know, completely in the yes campaign because I couldn't possibly speak in the no in anything about it. We're grateful that you could come in and join us today. I did invite you back next week. You said you'll do it by phone. No, any time you want to come back in, you know.
I mean, we love you coming in here and talking to us today, but also all the support that you've shown our community in Parliament and through just standing up for us. We're really grateful.
Thank you. And I want to say, I know this is an awful time and it's hard to imagine another 8 weeks of this campaign, but we are on the right side of history. This will happen. We are on the right side of history.
That's right.
I mean, 100%. And I, all we got to do now is vote yes, get those surveys back in wherever they are and, you know, and try to remain, you know, upwards about it all, isn't it?
And if you haven't got your survey form, make sure you ring the Australian Bureau of Statistics and get a replacement survey form. Don't leave it too late.
Exactly. Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you
very
much.
All right, you're on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.